Here we're holding Simon Shin and Hey, Mishabruz and Sif Aleph, for holding Mishabruz and Katan Gimel. So, in a case where the person is in the boat and he wants to pour out his Shevchin, so he's allowed to pour it onto the walls of the Svina and then it goes down to the Yam, because that's called Kerecha Bekarmelis. Yechol Lishbruz, that's Mishabruz and Gimel. Let's all learn, the Ein Machi of Lishbruz Shevchov. The water which you use for washing out the dishes, etc. We made it this board which allows you to bring up the water. So you're not really excited about pouring out everything. You have to pour out through that, but next to that, onto that same daf, and you're bringing the water in, and that's not exactly the most appetizing. So over here you don't have to do that. You put it onto the walls of the Svina. This had to apply even if it's below 10 tefachim. Okay. So we said before, to raise the water you need a special daf as a hacker. This Z's as a hacker to remind you. This hetter over here exists even without regard also Z's cloud. There's no Z's at all. So it's only going to be kerecha, therefore it's a mutter. Now he explains, I'll a little bit. What does that mean exactly? You pour it onto the walls of the ship, and then it goes down into the water. You pour it a little bit further out, you're throwing directly from the Shusayachid to the Carmelis. And therefore, that's going to be problematic. Now, I was there with Dafka, because she ain't even a voya sort of me all of mine. See, if the wall is not 10 tefachim above the water, so it's a Shusayachid directly to the Carmelis, because as soon as it goes out of Shusayachid, you're in the airspace of the Carmelis. The Mieshma Goyba Sora, and a Ritz Alishbach al Dafin. If it's 10 tefachim up, and you don't want to pour onto the wall, the item that you're pouring out has a bad smell, and it'll get into the boats. Because you want to pour it further out, so that's a heter of Rishus Yachid, Malkum Patur, Carmelis. But then that situation, you're going to need a Z's for a hacker. You put it onto this onto the top of the wall, this the edge of the wall, and then they fall down afterwards. So you put it down, and then it fell on its own. So it's like Carmelis Lagazar. So it has to land. It has to first land on something else. So. So the Chazanish points out, based on this point that you said over here, that the case of the Shevchim also, if you're going to pour it directly on the side, we had before, we discussed back in Simon Shimim Hay, if you have a wall which is immediately adjacent to the Rishus Rabim, the face of the wall is not Rishus Yochid, it's Rishus Rabim. So the same thing will be true by Carmelis. So if I'm going to pour this thing out on the side of the boat, which is the face of the Carmelis, see if it's above 10, it's a Malkum Tur. Or, but if it's below 10, I'm pouring it directly into the Carmelis. So what did I accomplish?
Right.
So the case would have to be that I'm putting it on the top, and then I'm putting it on the top of the you know, when you say you're allowed to pour it on, you're pouring like right on the edge of the wall, and then the Shevchim will go down the side.
It's over 10. It's higher than 10.
The edge of the wall on top is Rishus Yochid. That goes with inside the Svina. So
even if it's on the outside.
No, so right. So I could put it on top and it could fall down. So if I put it on top and then it slants down,
yeah.
So that'll be mutter. But if I put it already on the side over here, it's going to be problematic. Right. So,
but if you're putting it on the top, the water won't necessarily go down. It'll can go right back into the boat.
Yeah, it's a practical problem. So you have to. It's part of they train you to become a sailor. They train you how to do it. Okay.
It's worth becoming a sailor just for that.
Buying the come on. So we said Kerecha B'Carmelis is Lo Gazru, but the Rambam sent you to Simon Shin and Zion, which over there Yud Zayin to Zayin. By the command, the Shama causes lo b'kol ha-karmel is karcher mutter ayin sham. It's not always mutter. Okay. Now the next issue which we have is the issue of two boats, and the issue is Aruba Chatzeris. So it's only going to be mutter to, well, the issue is can you carry from one to the other? So there's two issues. One is the issue that you might end up, if they're not attached, you might end up putting something to the carmel. Listen, the other issue is ownership and Aruba Chatzeris. Yitzayin, Elam Ken Kshuris. The Ken Kshuris, if the boats are not attached, even though they're right next to each other, the nature is that they spread apart. You'll have the caramelists in the middle. He might end up dropping something into the water. And then he'll take pick it out of the water and bring it from the caramelists into the Rishos Yochid. If that's the concern, even if they both belong to one person, so there's no problem of a Ruba Chatzeris issue, Gam can also, it's a problem. Now, so what are they worried about? This concern that maybe it will fall and you'll bring it out, they're not concerned about that concern. So what was the problem? If they're not attached and it's they only two different owners, then you have a problem. Why? See, even though you made a, obviously you have to make a Ruvach Hatzeris, but what we say is a Ruvach Hatzeris, which will end up being that you cannot care for one to the other, is a bittul in the Ruvach Hatzeris. That's what we're afraid of. The Kimash Asurim Lodun or Lisrach Zimuzu, they're not attached, and the nature is they're going to move away from each other. L'mahani Eruv Shia or Rubeinayim, so the Eruv Chatzeris will not work. Because the Eruv Chatzeris' idea is we join together and this becomes my place. So we put the Eruv Chatzeris in boat A. But if at some point in time boat B can't get to boat A,
then it's not a
real Eruv Chatzeris. So I'm setting myself up for failure by putting it without the two boats being tied together. So it comes out, there never was a Eruv Chatzeris to start with. Therefore, I can't care from one to the other. That's how they understand the problem of the two boats. They're not attached.
When you're saying they're tied together, theoretically, if they share a pier and they have no place to go, is it the Indian of that has to be tied together or that they cannot separate? Let's say if you have a large pier and you move them both in and they're pretty close together, they have no place to go.
Yeah, probably the same thing. They can't be right. You don't necessarily connect them with a plank of wood. You can use ropes to hold them together, but as long as the ropes are strong enough to hold them, two of them together.
When you say together, they have to touch each other? Or?
They have to be able to transfer from one to the other. Close enough for transfer. If they're attached, that was but tzarich shelo yehi b'neihem arba tzvachim. So you can't have a gap of more than four tzvachim in between. Because if you have a gap of four tzvachim in between, then you can't. Then we deal with the space in between. There's caramelists down there. So it's less than four. It doesn't have a cheshivas malkum. It's interesting. The shear is four because there's normally the shear of caramelists is four tzvachim. Okay. Goyim at mayim asara. If they're above 10, so you don't have the caramels in between. So then you're transferring, right now they're next to each other, so I'm going from one to the other without a problem. Now, is that the Mishnah
Berurah? Before Tzrich Shlo Yehei Ben Nehem Arbo.
They said that,
Between
what,
the two boats?
Two boats, yeah.
Why?
Otherwise, there's a caramel. The case is they're below 10, so there's a caramel in between. The Moshe also b'diyuta achas. I feel the malam yisur. The Moshe kosev b'sev simin shin mem zayim. We discussed that Moshe me if they're both directly parallel to each other, you cannot pass from one rishus ayochid to another rishus ayochid, even though it's above 10 tefachim. So why don't we say that applies over here? Hachamar arib b'shtei diyutos ze keneged ze. The feel matam yisurah. The fila b'matam esor who rakis the rabbanon the mal shor the garment the hoshit. See, they were talking about cases they're passing from one to the other in a way which is not they're not parallel front to back, but they're across from each other. Or we saw that these halachas meant to both, here's Rishus HaRav, and one's here and one's here. So passing forward, backwards. Shtei Diyus is the passing across. So the case of the passing across, which we pictured. Anyway, probably you pictured it anyway in your mind. Okay. Or the Arba Zerik, the case was that you're not doing Moshe, you're doing Zerik, and Zerik doesn't have it. That's a halacha specifically to Moshe. It doesn't apply to Zerik. B'shechem la'arav, it belongs to people, you have to do an Eruv v'chatzeris. Koi gam al hetu de gvay masorah av shenem kshuras. So, b'shechem la'arav, even though they're not tied, but you still need Eruv v'chatzeris. But that's not like we had before in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. As he points out, the same base mayor clearly calls that. But died to the Kashanim Kshuris, Kibisha Adon, he's parade, Avahem Gabay Masora, Imhem Shashim Leodam, Asuma Tilta Zemizah, Vaina Erev Melbeh. The Erev will not work in that situation when they're not attached, like we had before in Yud Zayin. So according to that opinion, so it has to be that they're, if it's two people, the only solution is going to be if they're actually tied to each other. Okay. Beis HaKisei Shalpanei Amayim. So the person that's Beis HaKisei, the Eruv Chatzeris will not work in that situation. Yeah.
Beis HaKisei Shalpanei, they're higher up in Tefachim?
Correct.
When they're not tied together?
Correct. Okay, so Beis HaKisei Shalpanei Amayim. Modei Elei Mechitza Tzuluyo. So you have, this is going back to the case of the house, and the house has this, it's extending out over the water, right next to the water, and he created a place for a person to relieve himself out there. This was his form of the outhouse. He put it out over the water, and the items would go directly into the water. So you have a problem. You're going from Shus Yochid into the Carmelis. So so we say it will be mutter based on the rule of Mechitza Tluya. If you make a suspended mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, we'll use the rules of, like we had before in Sefala, for the case of the Gzustara, you can draw the water there because it's considered that it extends down to the water, and what's beneath it is now Rishus Yochid. But this is only, the mechitzas only generate this halacha if the purpose of the mechitzas is there to create, because that will only make all this kula. You did it there to create a halacha of makom to it, to make it into a makom. But if I put it there, I will see it's nears. Basakise bilvad lamehani. Obviously, he wants to make walls around where he's going to be sitting because it's to be. Those will not. Those are just made for inside. They do not generate any halacha vis-a-vis creating a little mishasu yachid beneath them and making it mutter.
So, in that case, if you have the wall above the hole, I mean, isn't that what the walls of the Bezikis are going to accomplish anyway?
So Mr. Bruce says the case to be, you put the wall below the hole. So we had this idea before.
So you have to do it there.
So you have to do it there, right. Now, Vim also daf oikoni, pachas mishloisha. He puts beneath the opening, he puts a board, which is within three tzvachim of the hole, which everything will fall directly onto that. Shatipa l'tsoya lo, but tsoya will fall onto that board. Kind of shatipa l'mayim before it falls into the water. And it's like mechitzis, because then it means it went from there and it landed. Then later on it falls off. That's kaycha b'karmelis. The habalik kaycha b'karmelis for sure. That wasn't a direct act of him putting it directly from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid into the karmelis. It stopped onto this board first, and then it fell off the board. That's not his heading. What did in basic key say? Also,
and the board is considered makom b'torah.
The board would consider Rishus HaYochid, but still the act of the person was only kaychad. What did in basic key say? Also, kach shatzoy and the fellows alzire hakoysol. Bahakach misgelus and the fellows the matter became. If you would set it in such a way that whatever tzoy would first roll down, first land on the wall and then roll down, it's also kaychad b'karmelis. Vim nishbar hadaf b'shabbos. If the hetter was based on the daf, and then the daf broke on Shabbos, so now we have a situation where he's going directly from the base of kisei, which is a yachid, into the Carmelis. So that's mutter mishum the gadol kavod abrius that to generate halacha they can't use the bathroom will not be proper. So we're going to generate a hetter for them in that situation. Obviously, by the next Shabbos, I'll have to fix it. You can't fix it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah chafav. It's extending out above the water of the river or the lake, the lake sea river. It's suspended in the air, but it's 10 tefachim high, but it's suspended. It's not, it doesn't reach all the way down to the water. It has to be made for the purpose of creating a dinim of a heter of being able to use the bathroom on the Shabbos. You do it around the hole below, beneath the platform. The mashanas is lamala. Let's see your sabina. Whatever's done on the top is done obviously to create privacy. Dafay kano pachus mi shloisha. What does it mean? Hano shehem pachus mi shloisha samak lenekev the habi love it. It's within three tefachim. The daf can be whatever size, but it has to be within three tefachim of the hole, and therefore it's considered love it. Habi leikar shesuyachid duk shesuyachid. That's part of shesuyachid. Because beyond that, it's part of the Carmelis. So then right there, you're going from Rishus HaYachid to the Carmelis directly. Rabbi Chor Rishus HaYachid, Duk Rishus HaYachid, Menach Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, and then afterwards it falls off, that's Karcha B'Carmelis. Rabbi Gav Shanova Mishrom HaKach L'mata Duk Carmelis. Karcha B'Carmelis L'Gozru. So again, Chazal, the case where it wasn't direct act, the person putting it directly from Rishus HaYachid to the Carmelis, but he puts it down and then it falls afterwards, even though he caused it, that's not Osir. Nishpa daf b'Shabbos, so it's a learn mashin. Nishpa b'Shabbos gufa, broke on Shabbos. She after l'sata, you can't fix it. Kach mutli ponoshom loyser Shabbos. For that Shabbos alone, you're allowed to then use it. But you cannot before the next Shabbos, you have to fix it. Okay. In basic, he say berlet kus lachemus a'ir, but soya nefelus bechafira shesavuv a'ir. Basic, he say is now extending out from the wall of the city, and the soya falls into a they dug a pit right around the walls of the city. Not necessarily a pit; they dug it like a moat, whatever, something like that, some air, open area. Sheesh b'yosef b'beis v'sayim. So that area is, even though it might be surrounded, but it's more than Beis HaSayim, it has a locha, gets a locha of the Carmelis. So here we have a problem, it's going from Rishus HaYachid to Carmelis. So great, we'll make a Mechitza Tzeluya. Ena Mutra Ayyadei Mechitza Tzeluya. Shatira Oysa Ela B'mayim. A suspended Mechitza only works by water. But it doesn't work by ground, because animals can go beneath it, and that's totally mevatel the din mechitza. The logic of mechitza is we extend halacha. You say good asik mechitza, good achis mechitza, like it goes down, and therefore the area beneath it is also rishus yachid. But over here, animals can walk beneath it, so it's not rishus yachid. So it's going from vayter from the rishus yachid to the carmelis, which is awesome. But aval ayin edav shori, because that's still the same idea of kaicha shori b'chol carmelis. Kaicha is mutter. So it goes first from the Rishus HaYachid onto this board, which is right, which is also Rishus HaYachid. And then it sits there, and then it falls off. That's kayach, that's only because of his kayach. Kayach b'karmel is l'gazru. Zatar Ramah, Hagor. V'yei shomrim, dim besa kisei l'malo mi'asor. If the case was at the besa kisei, where he is above 10 tefachim. Shomrim cholinyin is mutter, even if it's direct, without the daf. Why? But the item has to go through the airspace, which is above 10 tefachim, which is a makom patur. So it's going from Rishus HaYachid, makom patur, Carmelis. We said before that the summer said that's not going to be a heter. It has to start. It's only a heter if it's. Well, there's two issues. What he said before was some said that you're not allowed to go from Rishus HaYachid to Carmelis through a Makom Patur. Number one. And the Gro, Mishra Rabbah bring the Gro, he said, even the ones where Matar were there, the case where there was a case where it stopped in the Makom Patur. So he said, we can't allow you to go from Rishus HaYachid to Makom Patur, Rishus HaRabbah, because you might not stop, and then you're really in trouble. Right? But Carmelis, once he said it's Mutter, once he said it's also even there, because the Gzeri, you might not stop, is a problem. That's all talking about you stopped the maisa. So there was, but over here, the fact that you went through Malkum Torah in the middle, who cares? But the reality is, it was a maisa who saw from Shulzi Yochanan to Shulzi Rambam. So that's the girl's problem with this whole din over here. This Rambam. Okay. So the Rambam Weitzer. If that place where he's depositing his soya already had soya there, the soya is not part of the karma list. In other words, even though normally something that's less than 3 tefachim high is considered part of the rishus rabbim, but since nobody wants to step on soya, it creates its own din makom, and it wasn't 4x4 probably. So it's considered a makom patur. So even then, if it lands on there, and it even rolls up afterwards, it's not his problem. That's mamash kaiyachim b'karmas. But violently el b'sim shemim hay the yesh kolkim mesir lehudein makom patur b'karmas. So you're using the head of makom patur b'karmas. Well, that itself was a macholik as well as the makom patur b'karmas. We passed it before. The yigur p'sak was there's no makom patur b'karmas. Okay. If you mash is barley el b'sim shemim hay then makom patur rishus yachid the kuliyama. But makom patur doesn't work rishus yachid. So basically, so even ben shnei batim in the case where it's between two houses. But it's surrounded. Also, the panashom, so you can't give it the tzoya beneath it. Of a makom patur. So here the problem is ruach chetzeres. There's no din of ruach chetzeres on a makom patur, but it's not a makom patur. In la'ervu yachad, we also take him. You have to do something to make a heter to carry there and have to make ruach chetzeres. K'moshin is barbas sifpe. The ashori la'havi al k'moy chotash and merevis the k'moy mesim mishin zayin. I mean, I'm sorry. Even if you didn't do it, even if you didn't do any ruach chetzeres. Will be makel because of the covenant breeze. By the commandment of Mishnah on above, siftal fine. Also, not the chetchila, but the yavin sheshachu bula ervu is mutter. The gadol covenant breeze. If you didn't do an eruv, it would still be mutter.
What
eruv? Eruv chetzeres. Halchis yuna shetnoga lasa tzorchem min a mashuta liyam. Tell me, mashuta ena gavoy asara. Now I don't know exactly. It sounds like it's a raft. I'm not sure. I think the mashuta is. It has no walls around. It doesn't have a height. So it's a carmelist. So that'll be mutter for a person to directly do his business directly into the water. Okay, I'm gonna leave the shaburus. I'm gonna call the shaburus and sit again more. Okay.